The next word is responsibility. The English word, responsibility, translates to ответственность. Ответственность, in Russian. The word is pronounced ответственность. And is a feminine noun. It can be used in various contexts. Here is an example. У каждого человека есть ответственность перед своей семьей. У. You. This is a preposition meaning at or with. It can be used in various contexts. For instance, it can be used to refer to location. У реки. At the river. The preposition. У. Is also used to indicate possession. For example, У меня есть книга. I have a book. The У can also mean at when you are referring to a person's home. For example, У меня at my place. Каждого. Каждого means each or every. It's a masculine, singular, nominative form of the word, and it's used when referring to a singular, masculine noun. It is an adjective, and its ending changes depending on the gender of the noun it modifies. For example, каждый. Каждого, when modifying a feminine noun. Каждый. Каждого, when modifying a neuter noun. Человека. Человека is a noun that means person. In this sentence, it's in the nominative case, meaning it is the subject of the sentence. The ending of the noun человека, человек, changes depending on the grammatical case. For example, it can be человека, человека in the genitive case, человеку, человеку in the dative case, and so on. Есть. Есть is the present tense of the verb, to be. It is a very common verb in the Russian language, and can be used in various contexts. Ответственность. Ответственность, responsibility. The ending estere is the feminine ending for this noun. Перед. Перед is a preposition that means in front of or before. Своей. Свои means one's own. It is a possessive adjective, indicating that the family belongs to the person. The word своей changes endings depending on the gender of the noun it modifies. It can also change its ending depending on the case. Семьей. Семьи is a noun meaning family. The ending of the word семья, семья, changes depending on the grammatical case. Translation. Each person has a responsibility to their family. Responsibility. Ответственность. 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 The next word is rock. The word rock in Russian is камень. Pronounced камайон, which is a masculine noun. We can use it in a sentence like this. На берегу реки лежал большой камень. Breakdown. На. Pronounced на, on, at, to. Берегу. Pronounced by берегу, shore, bank of a river. Реки. Pronounced реки, river. Feminine noun. Лежал. Pronounced лежал, lay, past tense of the verb. Лежать. To lie down. Большой. Pronounced большой, big, large. Камень. Pronounced камень, rock, stone. Meaning, on the bank of the river lay a large rock. Variations. Камни. Pronounced камни, rocks, stones, plural of камень. Камень. pronounced, carmine, stony, made of stone, adjective. Kamenschik. Pronounced, carmine, shchik, stonemason, noun. Pronunciation guide. Ka. K sound, like in, kick. A. A sound, like in, father. M. M sound, like in, man. Ye. Ye sound, like in, yes. N. N sound, like in, no. Mark is knack. This is a soft sign, it softens the preceding consonant. Ikratkaye. Y sound, like in, yes. Ge. G sound, like in, gate. U sound, like in, moon. English, rock slash Russian. Kamin. Pronounced, Carmion. The next word is dream. Hash hash. Не приснился удивительный сон. Breakdown. Не. Pronounced, mi, means, to me, and is the dative case of the pronoun, ya, I. In this case, it functions as the indirect object of the verb presnelsya. Prisnilsa. Pronounced prisnilsya is the past tense, masculine, singular form of the verb snetyresya, to dream. It's used with the dative case of the person having the dream, so, to me, is used, not I. This is a common pattern in Russian, where the object is often in the dative case when it is receiving an action. Удивительный. Pronounced, удивительный, means, amazing, or, wonderful, and modifies the noun son. Сон. Pronounced, sun, means, dream, or, sleep. Translation. I had an amazing dream. Key concept. In Russian, the verb snetyresya, to dream, takes the dative case of the person experiencing the dream. This is different from English, where we would use the nominative case, I dreamed. Variations. To say, I dreamed about something, you would use the preposition, or, with the accusative case. Мне приснился сон. Mi приснился сон. To say, I often dream about something, you would use the verb snetyresya, in the present tense. Мне часто снится. Mi часто снится. Pronunciation notes. U, U, in. Удивительный. Is pronounced like, U, in, moon, yeah, E, in. Приснился. Is pronounced like, Ye, in, yes. English to Russian translation of words. Dream. Сон. Sun, amazing. Удивительный. Удивительный. The next word is nor. The word, nor, is used to connect two negative clauses, indicating that neither of the statements is true. In Russian, the word ne. Pronounced, ni, is used to express, neither, or, nor. Here is an example sentence. English. He is not happy, nor is he sad. Russian. O-N-N-Y-S-K-I-S-T-L-I-V-E. Ni. P-Y-K-I-L-Y-N. On ni shasliv. Ni pechalen. Breakdown. On. Pronounced, on, he. Не. Pronounced, ni, not. Счастлив. Pronounced, счастлив, happy. Не. Pronounced, ni, nor. Печален. Pronounced, печален, sad. Key concepts. The word. Не. Pronounced, ni, acts like a negative conjunction. It connects two negative clauses, similar to how, nor, does in English. To emphasize the negative, the word, ni, pronounced, ni, is placed before the negative particle, ni, pronounced, ni. Pronunciation guide. Nye. Pronounced ni. Nye. Pronounced ni. English and Russian translations. No. Nye. Pronounced ni. The next word is university. Yau chen es yiri ven eni ve te ye te ye. Ya chus vi universitet. Breakdown. Ya. Ya. I. Pronunciation. Yau chen es yiri. Chus. I study. Present tense. Verbu che te yiri es ya. Chitsia. To study, where. We. In preposition uni ve yeresite yete ye. Universitet. University, masculine noun, prepositional case. Meaning, I study at a university. Variations. Uni ve yeresite yete. Universitet. University, nominative case uni ve yeresite yete. Universite to. University, dative case, used with verbs that require the indirect object to any veyeresiteyeteskaiikatkoye. Universitetskiye. University, adjective. Pronunciation. Ya. Ya. Ya, like, ya, in, your to chen es yeri. Urchus. Uchus, the s at the end is soft and barely audible, where we like we in very any veyeresitete universitet. Universitet. English translation, university. Universitet. Universitet. The next word is mean. The word mean has several meanings in English. In this sentence, we are using the meaning of unpleasant or unkind. Unblochin, hi, grubi. Snyekatkoye, ionachumestmeomalasyebeyanenijenenoikatkoye. / hi. On. On, he. This is the masculine nominative singular form of the pronoun, he. O, in on is pronounced as the O, in the English word, hot. The N, is pronounced like the N, in the English word, now. Bile, was. This is the past tense masculine singular form of the verb, to be. The Yeru, Y, is pronounced like the I, in bit, and the L, L is pronounced like the L in light. Ochin. Ocean, very. The stress is on the first syllable. The ye in ocean is pronounced as the e in bed. The chair, ch, is pronounced like the ch in the English word church, and the n is pronounced like the n in the English word now. Groovy. Ruby, rude, harsh, mean. The stress is on the first syllable. The oo, u, is pronounced like the oo, in, moon, and the ikatkoye, y, is pronounced like the y, in the English word, yes. S, with. This is a preposition. The s, is pronounced like the s, in the English word, sun. Nay. Nay, her. The stress is on the first syllable. The ye, e, in enye ikatkoye, is pronounced as the e, in bed. The ikatkoye, y, is pronounced like the y, in the English word, yes. I. I, and. This is a conjunction. The I, is pronounced like the I, in the English word, bit. Anna. Owner, she. This is the feminine nominative singular form of the pronoun, she. The is pronounced like the in the English word, father. Tjuvstvamana. Chunstrumala, felt. This is the past tense feminine singular form of the verb, to feel. The O in Cheumestemeomeala is pronounced like the O in the English word, hot. The V is pronounced like the V in the English word, very. Siga. Semia, herself. The ye in Semia is pronounced like the E in bed. Unijunai. Unijenoi, humiliated. The stress is on the second syllable. The ye, E is pronounced as the E in bed. The N is pronounced like the N in the English word, now. The ikatkoye, Y is pronounced like the Y in the English word, yes. The N at the end of the word is pronounced like the N in the English word, now. Translation. He was very rude to her, and she felt humiliated. Word and pronunciation. Mean. Groovy. Groovy. The next word is easily. Hash hash easily. The word easily can be translated into Russian using the adverb. Lichko. Pronounced. Lichko. Here's an example sentence. ONL YEGKO SPERA VELS YAS MEADANIEM. ON LICHO SPRAVISUS NADANIEM. Breakdown. ON. ON. He, nominative case L YEGKO. LICHO. Easily, adverb SPERA VELS YAS. SPRAVISA. Coped, managed, past tense. Masculine singular, s. With preposition neadaniem. Nadaniem. Task, instrumental case. Translation. He easily coped with the task. Key concept. Adverbs in Russian often end in or ye, and modify verbs or adjectives. Variations. Lyegekao. Lichto. Easily, adverb L-Y-G-K-I-K-A-T-K-O-Y. Lichy. Easy, adjective. Pronunciation. L-Y-G-K-O. Lichto. Lichko L-Y-G-K-I-K-A-T-K-O-Y. Lichy. Lichky. English to Russian. Easily L-Y-G-K-O. Lichto. The next word is agency. Hash hash. Агентство. Помогает. Найти. Работу. Breakdown. Агентство. Агентство. Agency. The word. Агентство. Агентство. Is a noun, and is in the nominative case, which is the subject of the sentence. It is the direct translation of the word agency. Помогает. Помогает. Helps. The word. Помогает. Помогает. Is a verb in the present tense, third person singular. This means it describes an action being done by a singular subject. This is like saying, he helps, or she helps, or it helps. Найти. Найти. To find. The word. Найти. Найти. Is an infinitive verb, meaning it is in its space form, not conjugated. It is part of the verb phrase. Помогает. Найти. Помогает. Найти. Which means, helps to find. Работу. Работа. Work, as a noun. The word. Работу. Работа. Is a noun in the accusative case, which means it is the direct object of the verb. Like it. R-E-T-E-E. Which means, to find. Meaning, the agency helps to find work. Key concepts. Nominative case, the subject of the sentence. Accusative case, the direct object of the verb. Infinitive verb, the base form of a verb. Present tense, third person singular, describes an action done by a single subject. Variations. You can replace against the with any other agency, like against the recruiting of R-G-I-N-S-T-V, which means recruiting agency. You could also use the plural form of against the R-G-I-N-S-T-V. To say, agencies help to find work. Translation, agency. Against the R-G-I-N-S-T-V. Helps. Pomagate. Pomagate. Find. Light it. R-E-T-E-E. Work. Работу. Работа. The next word is dollar. Hash hash dollar. The word dollar is dollar. Pronounced dollar in Russian. It's a masculine noun, so we use the masculine form of the adjective American, which is американский. Pronounced американский. The sentence will be U-M-Y-N-Y-S-T-E-R-I-A-M-Y-R-I-K-A-N-S-K-I-K-A-T-K-O-Y-D-O-L-L-I-R. This translates to, I have an American dollar. Breakdown. U. Pronounced, U, preposition meaning, at, or, with. Меня. Pronounced, меня, pronoun meaning, me. Есть. Pronounced, yes, verb meaning, to have, or, there is. Американский. Pronounced, американский, adjective meaning, American. Dollar. Pronounced, dollar, noun meaning, dollar. Key concepts. Word order. The sentence structure is very similar to English, with the subject. Меня. Followed by the verb. Есть. Followed by the object. Американский доллар. Gender agreement. Russian nouns have genders, masculine, feminine, neuter. Adjectives must agree in gender with the noun they modify. Here, dollar is masculine, so we use the masculine form of the adjective. Американский. Variations. You can use the plural form of dollar, which is dollar. Pronounced dollar I, to say, I have American dollars. У меня есть американские доллары. Other currencies can be used in this sentence. For example, у меня есть евро. Pronounced, у меня есть евро, I have euros. Or, у меня есть рубли. Pronounced, у меня есть рубли, I have rubles. Pronunciation tips. The, in. Американский. Is pronounced like the, in, father. The, y, in. Dollar. Is pronounced like the, e, in, c. English translation of words. Dollar. Dollar. Американский. American. The next word is garden. The English word, garden, translates to sad. Pronounced sad in Russian. It can be used in many different contexts. For example, you might say Yalublugatvsadu. Pronounced Yalublugatvsadu. This means, I love to walk in the garden. Let's break down this sentence. Yeah. Pronounced, yeah, this is the Russian word for, I. Люблю. Pronounced, люблю, this is the verb, to love, in the present tense, first person singular. Гулять. Pronounced, гулять, this is the verb, to walk, in the infinitive form. Pronounced, V, this is the preposition, in. Саду. Pronounced, саду, this is the word, garden, in the prepositional case. It is used to indicate the location of the action. Here are some other ways to use the word. Сад. Pronounced, сад, in a sentence. Он работал в саду весь день. Pronounced, он работал в саду весь день. He worked in the garden all day. Дети играли в саду. Pronounced, дети играли в саду. The children played in the garden. Key concepts. Case. The word. Сад. Pronounced, сад, can change depending on its grammatical function in a sentence. In the example sentences above, you can see that it changes from the nominative case. Сад. Pronounced, сад, to the prepositional case. Саду. Pronounced, саду. This is a key feature of Russian grammar. Prepositions. Prepositions like. Pronounced, V, are very important in Russian. They show the relationship between a noun and another word in the sentence. Word and pronunciation. Garden. Сад. Pronounced, сад. The next word is fix. The word, fix, can be used in a variety of contexts in Russian, and it's important to be aware of the different ways it can be translated. In the context of repairing something, we would use the verb. починить. This verb is pronounced like, починить, with the stress on the second syllable. Here is a sample sentence. Мне нужно починить свой телефон. Не нужно починить свой телефон. Breakdown. Мне. Не is the dative case of the pronoun. Я. This means, to me, and is used with verbs that take an indirect object. Pronounced, мне. Нужно. Нужно is the impersonal form of the verb, to be necessary. Pronounced, нужно. Починить. Починить is the infinitive form of the verb, to fix. Pronounced, починить. Свой. Свой is the possessive adjective meaning, my, or, mine. Pronounced, свой. Телефон. Телефон is the noun meaning, telephone. Pronounced, телефон. Translation. I need to fix my phone. Variations. You can also use the verb. Ремонтировать. Meaning, to repair. This verb is pronounced like, ремонтировать. Example. Мне нужно отремонтировать свой автомобиль. Не нужно отремонтировать свой автомобиль. Translation. I need to fix my car. Note. There are many ways to say, to fix, in Russian, depending on the context. Here are a few other possibilities. Исправить. Hi, исправить. To correct. To amend. Pronounced, исправить. Устранить. Hi, устранить. To eliminate. To remove. Pronounced, устранить. Example. Нужно исправить эту ошибку. Нужно исправить эту ошибку. Translation. It is necessary to fix this mistake. Закрепить. Hi, Zakripit. To fix. To secure. To fasten. Pronounced Zakripit. Prickripit. Hi, prickripit. To attach. To fix. Pronounced Prickripit. Example. Нужно закрепить этот винт. Нужно закрепить этот винт. Translation. It is necessary to fix this screw. This is just a taste of the many ways to say fix in Russian. By familiarizing yourself with these variations, you'll be able to express yourself more accurately and naturally in the language. The next word is ahead. The word ahead in English can be translated in several ways in Russian, depending on the context. Here's one way. Sentence. Он шел впереди всех. Breakdown. Он. Pronounced own, he, masculine pronoun. Шел. Pronounced шел, he was going, past tense of. Идти. To go. Впереди. Pronounced VPRID, ahead of. Всех. Pronounced, we say, everybody. Translation. He was going ahead of everybody. Key concepts. Впереди. Is a preposition that indicates position in front of something, or someone. The word, ahead, can also be translated with the preposition. Перед. Pronounced, перед, which means, in front of. For example, you could say, Он сидел перед всеми. He was sitting in front of everybody. Pronunciation guide. Впереди. Emphasize the first syllable. The second syllable. Е. Is short, and the third syllable. Е. Is long. The final syllable is short. Variations. Can also be used with other verbs, for example. Он бежал впереди всех. He was running ahead of everybody. Она стояла впереди. She was standing ahead. English to Russian. Ahead. Впереди. VPRID. The next word is cross. The word cross in English can have several meanings, so we will use it in the context of to cross a street. Here is a Russian sentence that uses the word cross in this context. Breakdown of the sentence. Parade. This is the imperative form of the verb to cross, meaning cross you. Periyekratkoyete is pronounced perity and is formed from the verb idete, pronounced ete, meaning to go. To make the imperative form of the verb idete, we add the prefix te-ye-ye in front of the verb, and then we change the ending to te-ye. Dorogu. Dorogu. This word means street or road, and is pronounced de-rogu. The word de-roga. Doroga. Pronounced de-roga means road. Pajalista. Pajalister. This word means please and is pronounced Pazedekaluaster. Translation. Please cross the street. English. Cross, pronounced cross, Russian. Perity. Pronounced perity. The next word is yeh. This is a tricky one, as yeh is an informal word that has no direct equivalent in formal Russian. You would never use it in a written academic context. However, it is widely used in spoken Russian, so we can explore some ways to express the concept. Here's a sentence using a similar expression, with emphasis on the grammatical structure and concepts. Sentence. Da konnichiwa. Da konnichiwa. Breakdown. Da. Da. This is the most basic way to say yes in Russian. It's pronounced like da. You can use it on its own, but konnichiwa is a more emphatic way of affirming something. Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa. This translates to, of course, and is pronounced like konnichiwa. It adds a sense of certainty or enthusiasm to a yes response. Exclamation, colon, the exclamation point is a common way to add emphasis at the end of a sentence in Russian. Key concepts. Affirmative responses. This sentence demonstrates a common way to express agreement in Russian. While yes is present, the addition of course, emphasizes the speaker's enthusiastic agreement. Intonation. Pay close attention to how you pronounce the words. The intonation in Russian is very important for understanding meaning. Variations. For less emphasis, you could simply say da, da, or even just agda. Aha, which is similar to a casual yeah. Aha is pronounced like agda. In very informal situations, you might hear nuda. Nuda, which is literally, well, yes, and can be used like a yeah, sure, in English. It's pronounced nuda. English translation. Yeah slash of course. Russian translation. Da, konnichiwa. Da, konnichiwa. The next word is candidate. The word candidate in Russian is kandidat. Kandidat. This word is masculine, so you'll need to adjust the ending for feminine or plural forms. For example, the feminine form is kandidatka. Kandidatka. Here is a sentence using the word kandidat. Kandidat. Этот кандидат на пост президента очень популярен. Этот кандидат на пост президента очень популярен. Here is a breakdown. Этот. Этот, this, masculine, singular nominative case. Кандидат. Кандидат, candidate, masculine, singular nominative case. На. На, on, preposition. Пост. Post, position, masculine, singular accusative case. Президента. Президента, president, masculine, singular genitive case. Очень. Очень, very. Популярен. Популярен, popular, masculine, singular nominative case. This sentence translates to this candidate for the position of president is very popular. Кандидат. Кандидат, candidate. Популярен. Популярен, popular. The next word is weight. The Russian word for weight is вес. Pronounced вес. It is a masculine noun and is used in the nominative case in this sentence. Sentence. Этот ящик весит 5 килограммов. Этот ящик весит 5 килограммов. Breakdown. Этот. Этот, this, masculine, nominative case. Ящик. Ящик, box, masculine, nominative case. Весит. Весит, weighs, present tense, third person singular of the verb. Весит. Весит, to weigh. Пять. Пять, five, nominative case. Килограммов. Килограммов, kilograms, genitive case, plural. Translation. This box weighs 5 kilograms. Variations. The word weight can also be expressed in Russian with the word тяжесть, pronounced тяжесть, which is a feminine noun meaning heaviness. The verb to weigh can be expressed as взвешивать, взвешивать, or весить, весить. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns are assigned a gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. Case. Russian nouns change form depending on their function in the sentence, such as subject, object, or possessor. Tense. Russian verbs are conjugated to reflect the time of the action. Pronunciation notes. The letter E at the end of a word is usually pronounced as a soft E sound, like the E in bet. The O in весит is pronounced like the O in hot. The A in ящик is pronounced like the A in father. The G in килограммов is pronounced like the G in get. English and Russian translation. Weight. Вес. Вес. Way. Весит. Весит. The next word is even. The word even can be translated in Russian in a few different ways depending on the context. Here is a sentence showing one way to use even. Даже. Самый. Умный. Человек. Может. Ошибаться. Breakdown of the sentence. Даже. Pronounced даже, this word means even and is used to emphasize the unexpected nature of something. Самый. Pronounced самый, this word means the most or the very. Умный. Pronounced умный means smart or intelligent. Человек. Pronounced человек means person or human. Может. Pronounced может means can or may. Ошибаться. Pronounced ошибаться means to make a mistake. Translation. Even the smartest person can make a mistake. Variations of even. Even can also be translated as даже. Pronounced даже. This version is more common. Even if can be translated as даже если. Pronounced даже если. Pronunciation tips. Ж is pronounced like a ZH sound in treasure. Че is pronounced like a CH sound in church. Це is pronounced like a TS sound in cats. The U sound is a little difficult for English speakers. Imagine that you are saying E, but you are closing your mouth a bit. English. Even Russian. Даже. Даже. The next word is legal. This is a very important word in any language, and Russian is no exception. Let's look at a sentence using this word. Это законно. This translates to, this is legal. Это is the word for this. It is pronounced это. Законно is the word for legal. It is pronounced закон-о, with the stress on the third syllable. Important concepts. Закон is an adjective, which means it describes a noun. It is a neutral adjective, meaning that it is not positive or negative. Note the use of the nominative case in this sentence. The noun это is in the nominative case because it is the subject of the sentence, the thing that is being described. Variations. There are a few variations of this word. Законный is the masculine form of the adjective, pronounced Zakonny, and it means legal as well. Zakonny is the feminine form of the adjective, pronounced Zakonny, and it means legal as well. Zakonny is the neuter form of the adjective, pronounced Zakonny, and it means legal as well. It is essential to remember that the adjective must agree with the noun in gender, number, and case. So, for example, if you were talking about a legal document, you would use the neuter form. Zakonny. Translation. Legal. Zakonny. Zakonny. The next word is proposal. The word proposal in Russian is предложение. Pronounced предложение. It is a noun, and the ending ние, ny, is a common ending for nouns in Russian. It's best to use the singular form of this word for most general proposals. Here is a sentence using the word proposal. Я получил предложение о работе. Я получил предложение о работе. Translation. I received a job offer. Breakdown. Я, subject pronoun. Получил, received, past tense, masculine singular. Предложение, proposal, noun, singular. О, about, preposition. Работе. Работай, work, noun, feminine singular. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have grammatical gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. The gender of the noun determines the form of adjectives and other words that modify it. Case. Russian nouns change form depending on their function in the sentence. This is called declension. In this sentence, Предложение is in the nominative case, since it is the subject. Prepositions. Prepositions are words that show the relationship between a noun and another word in the sentence. О is a preposition that means about in this sentence. Pronunciation. Предложение. Предложение. Я получил. Получил. О. Работе. Работай. Variations. Предложение. Предложение, proposals, plural. Предложением. Предложением, proposal, instrumental case. Предложение. Предложение, proposal, dative case. English. Proposal Russian. Предложение. Предложение. The next word is version. The word version in Russian is версия. Pronounced версия. It is a feminine noun and can be used in many ways, but the most common is when talking about different variations of something, like a story, a document, or a piece of software. You can use it to describe the way someone tells a story, or to talk about different versions of a film. Here is an example. У меня есть две версии этой истории. Breakdown. У preposition meaning at, by, with, near. Меня. Меня, personal pronoun meaning me. Есть. Есть, verb meaning to be or to have. Две. DVE number meaning two. Версии. Версии, feminine plural of the word version. Этой. Этой, feminine form of the demonstrative adjective this. Истории. Историоман two, feminine noun meaning story. Translation. I have two versions of this story. Remember, the key to mastering Russian is practice and repetition. Write this sentence down several times, try to say it out loud, and even try to make your own sentences using the word. Mircea. English. Version Russian. Mircea. Mircea. The next word is conversation. The Russian word for conversation is Razgovor. Razgovor. Sentence. M-Y-R-U-V-E-L-E. Razgovor. O-L-E-T-E-R-A-T-U-R-E. Breakdown. M-Y-R-U. My. We, nominative case, plural V-E-L-E. Veli. Past tense of the verb V-E-S-T-E. Vesti. To lead, to conduct. Razgovor. Razgovor. Conversation, masculine noun, accusative case, or. O. About, preposition L-I-T-E-R-A-T-U-R-E. Literature. Literature, feminine noun, prepositional case. Meaning, we were having a conversation about literature. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their function in the sentence. In this sentence, Razgovor is in the accusative case because it is the direct object of the verb veli. Veli. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, which affects their endings. Razgovor is masculine, and literatura is feminine. Pronunciation. Razgovor. 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 Me. My. Me. Me. Veli. Veli. O. 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 Literature. 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 Variations. Razgovor. Razgovor. With an accent on the last syllable, indicates emphasis. English, Russian translation. Conversation. Razgovor. Razgovor. The next word is somebody. The word somebody in Russian is Ktoto. Pronounced Ktoto, and it is used to refer to an unspecified person. Here is a sentence. Ktoto. Prishol. Ka. Nam. Gosti. Ktoto. Prishol. K. Nam. V. Gosti. Breakdown. Ktoto. Pronounced Ktoto, somebody. Prishol. Pronounced Prishol, came, past tense masculine singular. Ka. Pronounced Kto. Nam. Pronounced Nam, us. Pronounced V, in. Gosti. Pronounced Gosti, guests, in the capacity of visiting. The sentence means, somebody came to visit us. Important note. Ktoto is a singular noun, and takes the singular form of the verb. Also, note that the preposition ka to is used before the word nam. Us. English to Russian pronunciation guide. Ktoto. Ktoto. Prishol. Prishol. Ka. K. Nam. Nam. V. Gosti. Gosti. Translation. Somebody. Ktoto. Came. P. preparation. To. Ka. Us. Lam. In. Guests. Gosti. The next word is pound. The English word, pound, can refer to both a unit of weight and a verb meaning to hit something forcefully. We will examine both meanings in this sentence. Já si na udaril po stolu kulakom. On zadržal. Breakdown. Já. Já. I, pronoun, nominative case S-E-L-E-R-E-N-O. Sina. Strongly, adverb, pronounced, C-L-O-U-D-A-R-E-L. Udaril. Hit, verb, past tense, masculine singular, pronounced, udaril peo. Po. On, at, preposition, pronounced, par S-T-O-L-U. Stolu. Table, noun, dative case, pronounced, stolu K-U-L-A-K-O-M. Kulakom. Fist, noun, instrumental case, pronounced, kulakom, e. I. And, conjunction O-N. On. It, pronoun, nominative case Z-A-D-R-O-J-A-L. Zadržal. Trembled, verb, past tense, masculine singular, pronounced, zadržal. Key concepts. Case. The sentence illustrates the use of the dative and instrumental cases. The dative case is used for the indirect object, the table, and the instrumental case is used for the tool used to perform the action, the fist. Verb conjugation. The verbs udaril and zadržal are conjugated in the past tense. This form of the verb changes depending on the gender and number of the subject. Adverbs. The adverb selirieno modifies the verb udaril, indicating the manner in which the action was performed. Variations. Udaritairi can be used with a variety of objects and instruments. The word selirieno can be replaced with other adverbs like eljegekao. Lichto. Easily, or enjegeno. Nežno. Gently. Translation. I hit the table hard with my fist, and it trembled. English. Pound. Funt. / funti / Russian. Pound. Funt. / funti / The next word is magazine. I will provide you with a sentence using the word magazine. Sentence. Ja ljubelju čitateljeri. Journal. Omodeje. Ja ljubljuju čitat. Journalio mode. Breakdown. Ja. Ja. I, pronoun. Ja, this is a personal pronoun meaning, I ljublju. Ljubljuju. I love, verb, ljubljuju, this is a verb in the present tense. The ending lu. Liu. Makes it clear that the subject is I, ja. Ja. Čitateljeri. Čitat. To read, verb, čitat. This is an infinitive verb, meaning it is the base form of the verb. Žurnal. Žurnali. Magazines, noun, žurnali, this is a plural noun. The ending, jeru. Y. In Russian indicates that the word is plural. O. O. About, preposition. O, this preposition is used to indicate the topic, or subject of something. Mode. Mode. Fashion, noun, modai. This sentence is in the present tense, and means, I love to read magazines about fashion. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender. Masculine, feminine, or neuter. Journal. Journal. Magazine is masculine. Plural. The plural form of a noun is often formed by adding an ending, for example, Yeru. Y. In this case, verb conjugation. Russian verbs change form depending on the person, I, you, he slash she, etc. And the tense. Translation. English. I love to read magazines about fashion. Russian. Я люблю читать атеири. Журналы. Омодея. Я люблю читать журналы о моде. Pronunciation guide. Я. Я. Люблю. Люблю. Читать. Читать. Журналы. Журналы. О. О. Мод. Модай.